Australians are still reeling from the Sydney shopping centre attack that left 6 dead, 5 of them women and 12 injured. Police are still seeking a motive and are investigating whether the attacker, Joel Cauchy, singled out women as his victims. New South Wales State Police Commissioner Karen Webb told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that this was a line the police were looking at in the investigation.
Well, the videos speak for themselves, don't they? And that's certainly a line of inquiry for us. It's obvious to me. It's obvious to detectives that seems to be an area of interest that the offender had focused on women and avoided the men.
Cauchy was shot dead by a police inspector at the scene. His family has described his actions as truly horrific. The attack was the deadliest of mass violence in the country since 2017. Samara Gardner is a reporter with 10 News First Sydney. She was at the scene on Saturday. Samara, good morning to you. And can you fill us in on the aftermath and the investigation so far?
So, good morning. Look, it is a very somber time in Sydney. I'm currently at the scene outside the shopping centre where this horrific attack took place on Saturday. And I can tell you that this community here is reeling. We're seeing a sea of flowers being laid outside the centre as the community comes together here. Family and friends of the victims have been here for most of the day, consoling each other, and they stand alongside the strangers that are also feeling this at the moment, the level of violence that has happened right here. Of course, this investigation is still very much in its early stages. You just heard the clip then from our police commissioner with this very detailed investigation underway, and they're looking very closely at the possible motive behind this senseless attack and this loss of life here.
And Samara, what's emerging about the attacker at this stage, Joel Cauchy? Some evidence from police that he had mental health problems.
Yes, that is in fact the only interaction that police had with Joel Cauchy, and that is in relation to his mental health and not for any previous criminal actions. So for them too, they say they were shocked to see this escalation and sudden escalation of violent behaviour. He is a man from Queensland. He only came to Sydney about a month ago. And right now they're still not sure what exactly has driven him into that centre on Saturday. And those are answers we may never have with Cauchy having been shot dead by a police officer following this attack.
A statement from his family. Is there anything in the statement revealing anything further about him?
They were very, very emotional today when they addressed the media. They detailed their son's almost lifelong battle with his mental health. We understand that he was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and his family spoke today about how they had raised him with love and had always loved him. But then they said it was like loving a monster. That's how they're feeling today. There's no words to describe their son's behaviour, and they've offered their own apologies to the families and their support for them in the wake of this attack.
All the deaths a tragedy, and particular attention focusing on a young mother who handed over her baby to strangers following her stabbing.
Yes, I mean, the strength of Ashley Good. She was the 38-year-old mother who was attacked here. Her 9-month-old baby was also injured by the attacker, but in her final moments, Ashley summoned the strength to rush her baby to two strangers and beg them for help. They were able to help that child until emergency services arrived. She was critically injured, that baby, but we now understand today we had some good news that she's now in a stable condition.
Samara Gardner in Sydney, thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.